loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
Nerd update. Yeah.
Hopefully that matched with Stoddard Blackall, and if it didn't, I apologize to Stoddard Blackall and to the listeners as well. What's up, people? Mike Zimmer, Jonathan Mondo, Ronda, Team Awesome Inc. We're coming at you like a 90s pop band that nobody remembers named Cleopatra.
Yep.
Cleopatra, coming. Can't sing the rest. Copywritten. So follow our tweets at Team Awesome Make Like That Facebook page, and of course download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is
yotina.podomatic.com.
yotina.podomatic.com. thank you.
Simmer Mike.
Oh yeah, that's right, go to our YouTube channel.
Simmer Mike.
Not right now. Finish this first.
No, open up another tab and
actually,
go there right now.
You know what? Fuck it. Multitask.
Do both at the same time.
Yeah, it's a nerd update. You're a nerd. You know how to fucking do this shit. You're a grown-ass nerd. You know, most of you.
Simmer Mike, no spaces.
No spaces. Check it out. Subscribe, download, like, and we're going to start doing vlogs. Oh, yeah. We can announce that.
Vlog.
We can announce the vlogs.
We could? Okay.
Because they're
going to
be up soon.
That's all clear? Okay.
We have to do, well, yeah, that's fine, but because, you know, whatever. Anyway, well, there's a reason for the vlogs. What? Is this a nerd update? Yeah, it's a nerd update. That's a part of the nerd update.
Yeah.
Here we
What's
go.
What's your problem?
Yeah. We got
man.
Yeah, man. What's your deal, man? That's an angry hippie, isn't it? Hey, man. What's your problem, man?
What's your deal?
You know, it's like, that's not right, man. Sorry. I love hippies. Thank you, Burning Man. All right, update. You guys, we got an update on Spawn. Spawn update. I know you're all freaking out.
Spawn update.
That's
the hot
news article is the Spawn update. Todd McFarlane promised an announcement about his Spawn reboot at San Diego Comic-Con. Like recently, and here it is. McFarlane revealed via Facebook Live that the Spawn movie has found a home at Blumhouse Productions and that Jason Blum will be producing, which means that the Spawn film has moved much closer to becoming real. Tom McFarlane has already written the first draft of the script and will be making his feature directorial debut on the film. Badass R, it's coming. Get ready for it. We're going into production, McFarlane said. Bye. Wow. We'll give you all the updates. That's the news. No more talking. It's time to do Todd out. Bye. That's what he says. Nice. Good on you, Todd
out.
Remember we reported last time that he was like, you should do it, dude. You have the money. It's your company. It's your fucking character. They fucked up the first movie.
Right.
Go do it. It's like, the fans were like, all the fans were saying that. It's like, fuck it, it's your character. It's kind of a Ghostwriter ripoff, but whatever, it's your character. You created him. If you put him on a moped, he's kind of a Ghostwriter, even on a moped. Even a skateboard, god damn it. If he was ever on wheels, he's Ghostwriter. Spawn better never drive a car, ever, or else Ghostwriter people will sue. If Spawn's head is
Spawn
ever on fire.
Spawn now has a muscle car.
Yeah, he's got a muscle car and his head's on fire. That's a total lawsuit. Be careful, McFarlane. Really close on those characters, guys. But it's literally just a change up in Johnny Blaze versus Al Simmons. It's like, okay, yeah. So, here we go. If you're not familiar with Spawn! Sorry, I keep thinking of John Leguizamo as the creepy-ass demon clown. Best part of that movie. Best part of that movie. John Leguizamo saved the movie with that character, and it was just great.
I don't think he saved it.
Saved
but.
It. Single-handedly saved that feature film. Won an award. MTV Movie Award. Best supporting in a musical comedy.
Yeah.
Upon his death, Albert Francis Simmons, Al Simmons, exchanged his soul with a lord of hell. I guess there's many lords of hell. In order to see his wife again. only to find himself transformed into the demonic creature known as Spawn. That's pretty much all I know about the character, but even I'm aware that Todd McFarlane's anti-hero hasn't had the best luck on the big screen. The first Spawn film was released in 1997 and starred Michael J. White in the title role. It was also the last Spawn film, as it didn't exactly do much to endure itself with fans. But Todd McFarlane has nonetheless been attempting to get another Spawn film off the ground since then. So, yeah, it's happening. They're working on it. It's going to be R-rated. Mm. They're not fucking around. McFarlane's like, fuck it, I'm doing it. I think he directed the cartoons that were on HBO, and I think I've told... I told the people about it. If you're down with the Spawn sickness or whatever, if you want to see a decent animated version, honestly, HBO did a great limited series. It was sort of like a, it was like how Fox did Batman the animated series. HBO's like, well, fuck you, we're gonna do Spawn the animated series. Like,
do they curse and everything?
They swear and there's like boobies,
boobies,
cartoon boobies.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all dirty and wrong. Yeah, no one should watch it. Go watch it now. It's on HBO Go. So go watch it. Yeah, there you go. We just held out HBO and Spawn. Yay. I'm excited about this only because McFarlane wants to do it, and it's going to be his feature film directorial debut, but he's not a dumbass. He's a CEO of a corporation. Oh. He's not gonna be the director of photography. The director is just like the guy who oversees everything. Mm-hmm. The DP, director, and I know, again, the terms. The director of photography is also known as the DP, which is very unfortunate, but hey, it's, you know, life, what it happens. Urban Dictionary, you know, it's just, that's how it is. So, God, it is, isn't it? I can't help it. Every time I say DP, I can't help but think of a porn. And I'm like, it's director of photography, man. Grow up. And it's like, no, porn. TP. But he could get, like, Wally Fizer, who did, like, the fucking Chris Nolan movies. Like, he could get anyone, because he's that rich. He could get Del Toro. Oh, my God. Del Toro directing an R-rated Spawn? If he's not doing Hellboy, let Del Toro be the DP on that film.
Yeah.
I mean, McFarlane could be the director, and he could oversee the whole project. But, like, you know, you could get the director of photography to be somebody who's just a fucking rock star. And nail that shit. And I think, oh my God, like, Del Toro lost Hellboy. Give him Spawn. That's the fucking, like, that's like God. Like, that's not a God, by the way. I'm sorry I said that. It is like, it's demonic.
What?
Demigod.
Who?
Spawn.
Spawn?
Like a god. A Hercules
kind
type.
Of. Yeah,
like
I guess
a,
kind
like
of.
Like a demon Hercules.
Demercules.
Demercules. Hashtag Demercules. Check it out, Spawn, coming out very soon, apparently. It's happening. It's going to be R-rated. I'm down for this. I'm glad that it's happening. What do you think, man? Are you down with the Spawn sickness? You want to check this shit out?
I mean, I will.
Get Idris Elba to play Al Simmons. I'm not shitting you. Idris Elba. Do not fuck this casting up. Sorry. He'd be great. I mean, Al Simmons is an African-American superhero.
Mm.
And he's Spawn. Idris Elba, African-American superhero in real life.
And
he fights crime in real life because he's a badass. And mm-hmm. on The Wire and in everything else he's ever done because mm-hmm. he's Idris Elba.
Right.
He can do no wrong.
Right.
He is the best. Other than maybe, I don't know, John Leguizamo, of course, is first. And then Idris Elba. That's the pegging order. And then followed by Ian McKellen, Sir Ian McKellen, and then the rest. Judi Dench. But... John Leguizamo, number one. I'm down. Bring John Leguizamo back to play the clown. Bring him back. Do it.
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back, motherfucker. Bring Michael J. White. Just do a sequel. Get Martin Sheen to come back. He's still alive. He'll be like, I'm getting you back, Spawn. Just do a shitty... Wouldn't that be the best bait and switch ever if McFarlane just did a fucking sequel to that shitty-ass movie? And he did it in the style of that shitty ass movie. Oh my God.
Just a parody using the same
6 months later. In the same shitty year. In the same shitty timeline. Fuck you guys. You're going to pay to see it anyway.
The same
Spawn.
Spawn. In HD.
I dub these Spawn. In shitty 1080p. Or 400K. 5000K or whatever the fuck it is. All right, here we go. Next story, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, more nerdy for you. The Mummy may have failed to make the kind of money Universal was hoping. We kind of pointed that out in our trailer reactions because we weren't excited at all. But they're still moving forward with their plans for the Dark Universe. Oh, Armando.
Oh.
Remember I told you about the Dark Universe,
the
Armando?
The Dark Universe.
It's Universal. They're going to take the Wolfman, and they're going to take the Mummy Lady now is a lady. And
Mummy
then they're
going
to take Invisible Man, maybe, and some of the other movie monsters. They're going to do like an Avengers-style. They've already got Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Russell Crowe, not Brand, Russell Crowe is playing Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. But it'd be pretty funny if it was Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll and then Russell Crowe as Mr. Hyde. That'd be actually, you know what?
Russell Brand as the Crow.
Yeah, oh. Hey, hello, oh. I'm the Crow. I suffered a great tragedy. I did, chim chim true. Now you're all going to die. I'm a spirit of vengeance. I am. Shine your shoes. Tea crumpets. British. Anyway, that's the Crow reboot that's coming up. No, I don't care about this. And here's another reason why. Russell Crowe as Van Helsing. Not as Van Helsing, sorry. Russell Crowe, that would be interesting. But as we all know, Hugh Jackman was the greatest Van Helsing ever. And no one will ever compare to his... Van Helsing
it's
movie.
Not.
That was one of the best films
no,
of American history.
Nobody's going to attempt that for a while.
Nope, not that. For a long time. Probably ever again, Armando. It's a one of a kind.
It's just a moment in time kind of thing.
It's God's very own prototype. Too rare to be destroyed, but too fucked up to be mass produced. Yep, that's about. Yeah, we could end it right there. But here's the thing, we can't. They're moving forward. They're doing Van Helsing reboot.
What?
With Channing Tatum.
What?
This is... what? Okay, sound the alarms, people. Universal has lost their fucking minds. What are they thinking? They're going to do a reboot of Van Helsing, which was shit, and they're going to put Channing Tatum as Van Helsing? Channing Tatum already lost Gambit. Because people don't want to see him as Gambit. Even Fox. They're like, even Stan Lee's like, you're not Gambit. He's like, you didn't even come up with Gambit. Yeah, you're not Gambit. Fucking Tatum. Your name sounds like Twatum. No, it doesn't. You're an old creepy man, Stanley. No, I'm not Excelsior. I created your life. Stanley's old. He's in his 80s. No, wait. Isn't he like 5,000 years old? Isn't he one of the elders of the universe? He's a celestial now.
He's really old.
He's one of the Watchers. Right? He was in Guardians, at least. Or at least he was hanging out with the Watchers, and they totally ditched him on that asteroid. What the fuck was that about? That's a weird thing. Anyway, sorry to be spoilerific, but if you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 yet, go see it. It's that good.
It's
a good movie.
It's great.
You don't have to see the first one, really. You didn't see the first one, and enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So I'm speaking for him. He enjoyed it. Tatum has several movies coming this year, including Kingsman: The Golden Circle and Logan Lucky. You can check out all of our trailer reactions to that on Simmer Mike. Again, that's our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. But after that, his acting slate looks pretty clear. And considering Gambit is on the back burner, he has plenty of time to take part in this new franchise. The role was previously played by Hugh Jackman in 2004's Van Helsing. Sorry. I felt sick. And given his tenure as Wolverine is done, the actor could also take on a new series. Just saying, everybody.
Yep.
Jump back into the fucking Van Helsing money train. The Van Helsing money train keeps on turning. And you better jump on it before Tates gets it. Chan Tates. I know, right? Tatum has proved himself a versatile actor. I don't know how. And I wouldn't be opposed to seeing him as the iconic character. He has the standing and leading man presence, maybe, to take on this hero role. Possibly. I can't say that for certain. I'm relaying this information to you. Should that be a direction Universal is taking the character, and given all the monsters around, you'll need someone like Helsing's to balance it all out. He will wield a rifle in Kingsman so naturally. The progression from there is a stake and cross. So the author of this article is in love with Channing Tatum, wants him to be the next Indiana Jones and James Bond and everything. What the fuck? Batman 2? Come on. Channing Tatum can't. He's Channing Tatum. Everyone knows what he's capable of doing, but he's not.
What does he do?
He's Channing Tatum.
He's just Channing Tatum?
Come on, man.
Like she's Kim Kardashian?
Exactly.
Okay,
He's Chan Tates. And he's funny.
He's funny?
He's funny.
See why?
Have you ever seen 21 Jump Street or 22 Jump Street?
No.
He's fucking funny as shit.
Oh, really?
Watch it, man. He's funny.
Really? He's funny?
He's hosted SNL. Hilarious. Funny guy.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. It's just, but as an action hero lead in a weird sort of Universal Avengers, but monster movie Avengers, I'm like, why for that? Like, if so, then why? If so, then why?
Why?
Okay. Avengers was popular and franchise. Money.
Mm.
If so, then money. That's why.
Right.
Money. Movies and money. Money movies. Yeah. Universal properties that are theirs and they want to try and... Oh, man, this is not... this is shit, isn't it? This is shit.
So how is
it's
he
shit.
Proved
it's more
himself
shit.
A versatile actor?
Well, I don't want to get into that because okay. I think he's talented and I think anyone who's able to be sexy and hilarious at the same time, like Chris Hemsworth, and by the way, has nothing to do with Chris Hemsworth. I don't know why I brought him up. But he's the same thing as Channing Tatum. Hilarious, sexy. I want to marry them both. Or I want them to just get married. I want to watch them get married and be happy together forever. Wouldn't that be a beautiful sign? Like them dancing in the flowers. And
then you'll get all the tabloids with the pictures of them.
Yeah, so that'd be great. Everyone would be like, fuck yeah, the Channing Tatum and Chris Hemsworth are in love. Yeah. Go check out Kingsman, The Golden Circle. It's out September 22nd, you guys. I'm looking forward to that. I love the first Kingsman. Did you see the first Kingsman?
Nope.
No? Dude, I told you about it.
Yeah, you told me about it.
You didn't,
when
you
we were
didn't
seeing
go.
The trailer for the second one, yeah.
And you didn't watch it. And it's totally worth watching. There's one scene in particular that you'd All be right. like, oh, shit, I can't believe they made this a movie scene, and it's awesome. The whole movie is nothing but awesome after awesome, and it builds to a crescendo of fucking dopeness. And then finally, by the end of it, you're like, well, I want to see another one. That was fucking amazing.
Okay.
But you start off thinking, oh, it's going to be like Harry Potter, but spies. And then you're like, no, no, left turn. This is the guy that did Kick-Ass. oh, shit.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Mark Millar, the guy who wrote Kick-Ass, did Kingsman.
Nice.
And, I think the director also... Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's Mark Millar was the director, but damn, man, it's good. So I'm looking forward to that. You should check it out. Get caught up.
All right.
It's based off of a comic book series, graphic novel thing, man. Anyway, it's great. Check it out. Seriously. I'll give you links. As Matt Reeves continues to work on the Batman script, fucking hell. Can we stop? We're already talking about DC and Batman, and I'm going to start getting...
All right. Do you want to skip?
Nope. No. We've got to talk about it.
All right.
Okay. Here's what's going on. Wonder Woman did really good, and
great.
DC's trying to figure out what to do now. And we've got some other news to report about DC, but it's pretty big stuff, and we're saving it next. I think you guys know who and what that's about and who then what that is, but we'll get to that in a moment. Sorry. I just got a update from Twitter. It's confirmed that the Green Lantern will be played by Chris Pine. That's right, Chris Pine is now the Green Lantern. No, it's not true, sorry. I'm just making that shit up. That'd be cool, though. Chris Pine is the Green Lantern. He's just Kirk right now.
I don't know anymore.
Okay, alright, so... Wait, and The Flash... Okay, so as Matt Reeves continues work on the Batman script and The Flash, still searching for a director, the DCEU still seems to be working out the kinks in their solo movie slate. Things have taken an uptick, though, and a new report has come out saying that Shazam will be the next movie on their solo slate, aiming to begin production early next year. They've been trying to make Shazam for a long time.
I didn't know that.
Shazam is about a kid named Billy Batson... who discovers a secret belt, and when he wears it and he says Shazam, he turns into a grown man who's a superhero and has superpowers, but the mind of a child.
Mm. His own.
So,
mind, yeah.
So it's essentially a horror story. It's a horror story. it's a child with godlike powers and no responsibility and total anonymity. Mm. That's a horror story. But they're superhero. He's a good kid. This is Billy Batson.
A good kid.
Yeah, anyway, goddamn.
God bless him.
Sources close to the production have told THR that the movie could start shooting as early as January or February with Lights Out and Annabelle creation director David F. Sandberg set to direct. The movie is aiming for a 2019 release date. There is no casting news as of yet, but with Comic-Con underway, we might be hearing that news very soon. So place your bets. I think we all know Black Adam is probably going to be, you know, The Rock. He's been lobbying for that role for a long time. Sandberg was rumored to be up for the gig some time ago, but there was no confirmation on it until now. So he's definitely doing Shazam, and that is definitely lined up. So here it is. As for the release dates, WB recently announced two dates they've secured for two mystery movies. Both of those dates were for 2020. So if Shazam! Exclamation point, all caps! Shazam! Is indeed eyeing a 2019 date, then neither of those dates apply. Other DCEU movies on the production slate are Wonder Woman 2, because Wonder Woman did a great job, Batgirl with Joss Whedon directing, and Suicide Squad 2. Yeah. I think they're going to try and do it right this time. I think Suicide Squad 2. This time we're going to make it like
that good
trailer.
This time it's good,
This time we're going to make it like the trailer.
We're gonna do it right.
It's all Queen. It's going to be scored to the whole album that Queen did with all their heads on the front. I think it was just Bohemian Rhapsody was the title of the album. I'm not
was
sure.
It?
I don't know. Hmm. God damn it. Now we're going to get yelled at by fucking... Anyway,
hey, dude, what's your deal,
here
man?
Here he is. It's a fucking record guy again. God damn it, record guy.
Bro.
What?
Man.
What?
How could you not?
I can't remember every single record guy.
That's history, man.
I know it's history.
That's sacred.
Well, then why don't you tell me, record guy?
Well,
what record is it?
I shouldn't have to tell you.
Oh, see, that's the bull. That's the
now,
argument of a...
Since you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, see, now he's walking away. And there he goes. There's the vinyl record guy, everyone. He's a fucking asshole.
Wow, what an asshole.
Yeah, I know. What's his problem? Jesus. He always shows up. He's like... Anyway, I'm a little upset, but let's... Moving forward, powering through. Back to Shazam and Queen doing the whole Justice League... and Suicide Squad 2 soundtrack. Queen is coming back. They're gonna get Freddie Mercury the hologram. I'm going nuts. On the performance side, one actor previously linked to the movie was, as previously mentioned, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who is still set to play the villainous Black Adam. However, it was revealed some time ago that Black Adam would instead get his own movie because The Rock is fucking playing him, and this new report confirms that the character will not be appearing in the Shazam film. So,
wow, crazy.
Who the fuck is Black Adam, and why is he getting his own movie? I thought he was a Shazam villain. What the hell's going on here? Anyway,
that would be an interesting take. Just do it from the villain's point of view.
I guess, but would Shazam be in it at all, or what? Like, is he just Black Adam, and he's just doing his thing? And then there's nobody to stop him, and he gets away with it, and he's a bad guy?
Wow.
That's a fucked up movie, man.
That's a whole other...
That's a dark fucking movie. The bad guy wins.
Yeah.
In this world, Jack, the bad guy can win. Sorry, I was thinking of Last Action Hero. Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. God, his name is so... It's Austrian, but it's super... When you say it in that accent, it's so Austrian. Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you're like, Jesus. I'm trying to think of any Alden Ehrenreich who's playing Han Solo. Alden Ehrenreich. Jesus, that's the super German names. Anyway, I know. Going on and on about the noms of the pips. So I guess of all the characters in the DC roster, Shazam wouldn't be of much importance, honestly. Sure, in the comics, in the history of the DC universe, he's a massive character, but in the realm of the DCEU movies, there seems to be bigger fish people want to see fried, like Green Lantern. Again, granted, Justice League will introduce Flash, Ezra Miller, Cyborg, which is awesome, Ray Fisher, and Aquaman, Jason Momoa. Finally, he'll be playing Aquaman. He's been Aquaman forever, and he hasn't played Aquaman yet. It's fucking crazy. With the latter getting his own film next year, So I guess that checks off a lot of boxes. At this point, I just want to know who they want to play the leading hero. And that news is bound to come soon. So be sure to stick with Team Awesome Inc. We'll let you know who's next. Shazam, Billy Batson. They're going to have to get a kid and a guy. They have to get a 12-year-old kid and then a guy that or a famous guy who's really ripped that looks similar. I guess Dave Bautista. No, he's doing Drax. Man, I don't know. Who could they get for the Shazam? I mean, it's a kid in a grown-up superhero body.
Right.
Vin Diesel? I'm Shazam. No, Vin, you have more lines than that. I am Shazam. No, you're saying, Vin, just go home, Vin. You're drunk again. You jig. He got real puffy. Never mind. We shouldn't talk shit about Vin Diesel. He could destroy us. Man, I don't care about Shazam. What the fuck? Why are they making a Shazam movie? That's so stupid. No one gives a fuck about Shazam. Why?
Well, not now. Point? I mean, maybe if they...
if they make a good one, but how can they make a good one? Shazam is such a boring-ass fucking character. It's a kid who says Shazam, turns into a superhero, and then it's like two separate people, basically, but it's still the same kid. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird idea. It's like, it would only make sense, I think, if you did Shazam in a sense of like a super twerpy, weird... No, because then that's like my own personal dream, and I shouldn't bring that into the nerd update. I should keep it professional. It's just me wishing I could turn into a superhero by saying Shazam. Damn it, it didn't happen again. Fuck. I'll try it again next time. Maybe I can trick it. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, are you excited about a Shazam movie? I mean, knowing the plot and what the fuck's going on, do you give a shit?
I'm not opposed to it.
I mean, I know you're not opposed to it, but I mean, damn, man, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they could be doing something
better, like Green Lantern. Yeah,
yeah,
they've got a lot of cool shit coming.
Yeah, they could do something more compelling.
They've already got Wonder Woman 2 in the works. They've got Super. No, wait, do they have Supergirl in the works? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you said that.
Yeah, they've got Batgirl. I'm so sorry. Oh. They've got one of the girls, right? We're pigs.
Well, Supergirl is already like a show.
And a movie, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Supergirl was a movie. Yeah,
well, long ago.
A long time ago.
In a galaxy far away.
And now it's a successful ABC.
ABC.
Wow, it's doing really well, too. And they have, like, the Martian Manhunter on there.
Oh, yeah?
We got to watch Supergirl. What the fuck are we doing?
I saw it pop up on my Netflix the other day.
It popped up on the Netflix? Mm-hmm. You gots to click it and stick that shit.
click and stick it.
Get the clicker out.
Get the clicker out and get to clicking.
Get the clicker.
You had to click around the majigger.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Odd. So, we're excited about it. It's just... I mean, look, they got Wonder Woman 2, Batgirl. Joss Whedon's doing Batgirl. I'm fucking excited about that. Joss Whedon's helping with Justice League 1. Then they've got Suicide Squad 2. I'm hoping with that... they'll finally do the movie that they were promising in the trailers that we were going to get and instead of the one we got.
2.0. This time it's upgraded.
This time we're going to deliver on what we promised.
We're going to fix all the bugs.
We're going to fucking do it right this time. We're going to get better supervillains that can take on real threats and not half-assed plots that don't make sense. And then like your good guys are the bad guys, but they're bad good guys. Go check out Suicide Squad 2 when it hits theaters, and make sure that you check out Shazam, whoever the fuck plays Shazam. Billy Batson and Shazam. Channing Tatum could be Shazam. He's kind of like a kid in a grown-ass man's body, a superhero body. He's like a dumb kid.
I don't feel...
Oh, wow, I'm being really shitty towards Chan Tates.
I don't feel resistance towards that.
No, nor do I. He would be, Shazam, and then turns into Channing Tatum. I'd be like, I can see that.
That's about right.
That's not bad casting. Who would be Billy Batson? Does it matter? It's just some kid, right? Fuck it. It's all about Channing Tatum. Well, we just helped out Channing Tatum, everybody. We talked shit about him, and now we gave him a job. Look at us. We're fucking doing our civic duty. We're good human beings. You owe us, nerds. Finally, let's move it along, little doogies. So this is a shocker. I mentioned this earlier. We had a bit of shocking news. I almost want to start with it, but it's kind of big shit. It seems that Ben Affleck might not return to the Batman role after Justice League. We're not even Matt Reeves' upcoming solo Batman film. Like, he won't do any of them, which is a shame if that's true, as he was one of the only good parts of Batman versus Superman and seems to be doing more good work in the upcoming Justice League. Now, of course, this is all only rumors for now. However, sources close to Hollywood Reporter seems to think there's some merit to it. I think the biggest thing was he was slated to direct the Batman, and then Warner Brothers was like, hey, we want to do it this way. And he's like, but I want to write and direct and have creative control. That's how I do my movies. And Warner Brothers is like, no. Right. And he's like, well, then I'll just be an actor in it, I guess. So now he's like, probably like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in another shitty movie playing Batman. God damn it. But then again, I mean, if Ben Affleck has to consider leaving your fucking franchise, you know you're in trouble. No offense, but if Ben Affleck is like, I don't know if I want to stick on this fucking sinking ship, this superhero ship.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. Ben Affleck is I think he's best suited when he's able to direct and write and perform for himself or for good directors or people that want to collaborate with him as an artist. Like Zack Snyder was totally willing to work with him on Batman v Superman. They collaborated very closely together on that. Even on Justice League, they were collaborating very closely during the filming of that movie up until certain events took place that led to Joss Whedon taking over. Right. So, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, we got Batgirl coming. That would mean that Batman would have to be in Batgirl because, technically, Ben Affleck signed a 9-picture deal. Technically, he's done 3. He was in Suicide Squad. It was his likeness. So, he's technically done 3. That's 3 out of 9. He has 6 left. One of them is supposed to be his solo feature that's all about him. And he's starting to get cold feet, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, maybe we'll see CG Ben Affleck probably mapped over some other guy's body.
Well, we paid for your likeness, fucker, so guess what? Oh, shit. Yeah, we got Hollow Batman. Oh, God. And it's Hollow Batfleck. We couldn't even get Hollow Christian Batman.
Oh, man.
I know. It's like, I'm pissed off because I'm like, if they just would have let him do his own Batman solo film, I think we could have avoided a lot of issues.
Yep.
I think he would have done a great job.
Yep.
I think
all
they would have been really pleased with it, and fans would have loved it. And all we'd have to do is sit back and enjoy the fucking awesomeness. But I guess it's not going to happen. And he's starting to think about jumping ship, man. And if one of the best parts, other than Gal Gadot playing Wonder Woman, is going to leave after Justice League, and you got to recast that, and you got more movies coming, and you're setting up Darkseid and shit, it's like you've already got this guy as the face. You're going to have to get like Nightwing, or you know, like you're going to have to get somebody else playing the Batman and have him pass down the mantle or something. That's the only other way I can think of it working. He's going to have to pull like a Batman Beyond, get Terry McGinnis. He's too old to fight. Right. He has to retire. So they get Terry McGinnis. He comes in and he gets like, and then Batfleck could just sit back drinking beer and just be like, yeah, kick him in the nuts or whatever. Yeah, fuck him up. Batman. Yeah, Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Terry McGinnis is getting the shit kicked out of him, getting stabbed by fucking crackheads. What the fuck do I do, Batman? Yeah, Batman. He's lost his mind. Alfred's dead. It's horrible. I think that's the only way they could do it if he left.
Right.
They're going to have to... I think what he's doing is he's like, look, guys, make the movies better or I'm going to fucking leave. And they're like, all right, we'll think about it. And he's like, what do you mean you'll think about it? Do it or I'm gone. And they're like, yeah, we'll think about it. And it's like everyone's waiting for everyone else to stop being a fucking baby. So, I don't know. That's where I lie on it. Justice League hits theaters November 17th, coming up real soon, right quick. Well, as bad as this can be for the DCEU, it also isn't unprecedented. When it seemed Edward Norton was going to be difficult to work with going forward, he was replaced by Mark Ruffalo in The Avengers. And fans have seemed to agree that was a fair trade. So even if Affleck is replaced, it wouldn't be a new occurrence in a cinematic universe. I mean, even Don Cheadle, when they did War Machine, it was Terrence Howard before, and then it was Don Cheadle, and ever since it's been Don Cheadle. So they've done that too, you know? Other possibilities branded about are him being replaced by Dick Grayson's Nightwing, yes, or Terry McGinnis from Batman Beyond, though those ideas are, sorry, stupid. What? Fuck you. They're not stupid. I like the idea of Batman Beyond. That That's cool as fuck. Fuck you. It's the next logical progression if Batfleck leaves. Dick. Thank you for writing the article. I hope they don't go that route personally. All right, well, at least he qualified it personally. Meanwhile, you could see Batfleck, I mean Ben Affleck or whatever, for sure as Batman. Absolutely. It's him. It's for sure Ben Affleck playing the Batman.
It's real Ben Affleck.
Real, you're getting 100% Affleck. Even more Affleck than you thought you were going to get in Justice League coming out November 17th. And it's going to be directed by Zack Snyder and then finished up by Joss Whedon, more or less. Sort of, I guess you could say, edited and produced by Joss Whedon and directed by... Which is a pretty cool thing, man. If Zack Snyder is your director and Joss Whedon's your editor and producer, holy shit, that's a good combo. That's like, this guy's going to get the coolest fucking shots ever, and then this guy's going to make it look all awesome and probably put a coherent spin on it. And I'm not talking shit. I'm not talking shit about Zack Snyder. I'm talking shit about certain studio elements who I'm not going to get specific about because we don't have the time.
Right.
There's no time, Armando. No time for research. No time to get mad about these guys. But we do have time for this. And that time is, well, look, just make him good. You got Joss Whedon. He did The Avengers. He's helping out Justice League. Wonder Woman was finally a good movie, so from what I've heard. We haven't seen it. Apparently all this other shit that's coming out is going to be good. They're going to do Gotham City Sirens with Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy and all that. So good news all around, I guess one could say and would say. So
it's hopeful. It sounds hopeful.
We'll see. But other than that, that's going to do it for your nerd update, guys. I guess out of all these stories, which one do we got to pick? Are we going with Spawn as the winner yet again? Is it going to be a Spawn day? Or are we going DC route with Shazam? Because that's clearly the winner. Or how about fucking Van Helsing Tates? Jesus Christ, Channing Tatum is Van Helsing? Are you kidding me? Universal Marvel movies? I'm more excited about a Spawn film with possibly John Leguizamo being... reprising his role as the demon clown from hell. Spawn! Yeah, I deem thee Spawn. I want to see that. Make that happen. Bring Leguizamo back. He'll do it. You know he would. He hated the makeup, but you could do a better job now.
Yeah, you could do it with computers now.
No, do it with makeup, but make it better on John Leguizamo, goddammit. He's an American treasure. National goddamn treasure, John Leguizamo. Honestly, there's a lot of lame news this week, but a lot of controversial stuff as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Right.
I guess, primarily, I think the Spawn thing is the most promising because it's in the hands of the father of the character, Todd McFarlane, where it belongs. It's like if Stan Lee got to write, direct his own Avengers movie back in the day. How awesome would that have been if they gave him the power to do that?
Right, right.
Good God.
So last week, this wasn't going to be a thing.
No, it wasn't. The update happened recently.
Now he's going to comment about an announcement about a Spawn reboot.
Yeah, yep.
That's pretty crazy.
I know. Yeah, it happened that quick.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he owns the company.
Right.
It's his. And he has all the money.
Wait, I changed my mind again. No, he changed it back.
He's like, look, I'm not going to make it. All right, I'll make it. I'm going to make it with these guys. All right. And it's going to be R-rated. Fuck y'all. Tom McFarlane out, bitch. And he pretty much said that in his tweet. He said, bye.
I mean, he has to make it R-rated, right?
It's got to be. It should be. The fucking PG-13 one was a piece of shit.
That was kind of the whole point of Spawn. Because
It's supposed to be a fucking demon from hell. It's not supposed to be a family affair.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why he kind of spun off into his own comic book company, right?
Who? McFarlane?
Yeah, McFarlane.
Comics?
Yeah.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah.
If not, he should have. He also made toys, too.
Yeah.
The Movie Maniacs collection series. Hell yeah, man. I remember that shit. They had Hannibal Lecter action figures. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is awesome. Anyway, that's I guess. Well, I mean, Spawn. Who would have thought Spawn would be the winner? Last week, Spawn was kind of the loser.
Spawn is the winner. But an honorable mention to the DCEU.
Yeah, and an honorable mention to DCEU. We hope nothing but the best. We hope you get Shazam
and
figured out.
And congrats on Wonder Woman.
Congrats on Wonder Woman. We're looking forward to Justice League. And what's coming up with, well, I'm personally just looking forward to what the hell's going to happen with Ben Affleck. Mm. If he leaves, that's going to fuck everything up for DC. They're going to have to really get their shit together.
Yeah.
If he stays, he's going to be a dick and make them do shit his way and fight them. And I think he should stay and fight. I think he should stay and fight for good movies. He's a good film director. Right, he should stay and fight DC to make good movies.
I know. I just pictured
him. Isn't that horrible?
I just
Batman has to fight his own.
I just pictured him rolling his eyes every other scene or something.
Yeah, saying a line like what's your superpower? I'm rich. cut. All right, we're going to have to edit that part out. But good job, Ben. God damn it. And he gets out of the car. Fuck this shit. Batman wouldn't say that. He doesn't crack jokes. What are you doing? Are you still talking like Batman, Ben? I am always the Batman. Christian Bale did it. I'm doing it too. You know your voice modulated like Green Arrow, right? Shut the fuck up and quit ruining this for me, producers at DC. I think I figured out what the problem is with with DC and Ben Affleck. So that I got. I mean, Armando. I mean, final thoughts overall.
I mean, there's good news.
There is good news, but
good
there's
news.
A lot of
potentially.
Weird shit. There's potentially good news, but overall, Spawn beat out Batman today.
Yeah,
I never thought that would ever happen, but this today the day finally came where I'm more excited about Spawn than Batman.
Right.
Wow. I'm ending the nerd update with that. Fuck it. Team Awesome Inc. Suck a Dick trademark. That's we gotta say it. And we also have to say, you don't have to suck a dick unless you want to. And if you do, we are not judging you. There you go. So suck away. Suck all the dicks you want. We don't give a shit. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And of course, download, subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. What's that website?
Yo, Tina.
Die.
Podomatic.
Die. Again, yotina.podomatic.com.
Come.
It's easy, Armando. Calm yourself. Remember your pills, Armando. Take your meds.
Come.
Armando's a very sick man. Yeah. He needs his medicine. Oh, God. What is this? What is this turning into? Some sort of weird doctor.
Hey.
Oh, hey,
hey.
What's up? Anyway, well, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Oh, we're ending it. Okay.
Yeah, it's over. All right. Okay. Peace out, everybody.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.